A mountain lion was reportedly hit by an SUV outside of the town Sunday. Kathy Linnell, a Paonia resident, says she struck the cat on Highway 92.
We were coming down off Rogers Mesa, and right at the corner at the top of the hill coming into Hotchkiss, where the county barn is, a mountain lion came running out from the barn, and it was about probably 9:30 at night, and I just remember seeing this real blonde hair, and I thought, that's awful blonde for a deer, and slammed on my brakes, and he looked at me, and I just remember the eyes and the big long tail, and my son was with me. We ran over him, and so we got pulled over, got turned around, and went back, and he was not there.
Linnell says after the incident, she went home and called the Delta County Dispatch.
And dispatch and Delta said that since it was on the highway, I needed to talk to Highway Patrol. So they transferred me to Highway Patrol, and whomever it was that I talked to there, she didn't even seem to know the area that it was. She said she was new, and so I explained to her where it was, and she kind of said, well, since no one was hurt and there was no car damage and the lion wasn't there, then she said probably everything was okay. And I said, no, a wounded lion is not good to have around, especially if he had run up that hill. There are several houses up there. She said, okay, well, then I'll tell DOW. And that's where it left.
I called the Delta County Sheriff's Office, who said they had no information on the incident. I also called the Colorado State Patrol's Public Information Office, who said they had no information as well. Then I called Colorado Parks and Wildlife and spoke to Jay Winham, the area game manager for the Gunnison Basin and North Fork Valley. Winham says he spoke to the Colorado State Dispatch. He says the agency has a record of the call, but closed the case without notifying Parks and Wildlife of the incident.
Sounds like there was a breakdown in communication. We were not notified of the incident. The dispatch center that handled that is taking steps to remedy that, and I don't anticipate any future issues.
Linnell says she gave the State Patrol dispatch operator her number, but says as of Thursday afternoon, she hasn't heard anything from the agency, and she's concerned about a potential wounded mountain lion being in the area.
There was just like dust you could see on the front of my car where he had hit, so we think maybe he just like rolled and the car just went over him, but I can't imagine that he just walked away unscathed.
Winham says when an animal gets injured, it goes into a defensive and protective mode, not an aggressive mode.
Because at this point, if they are injured, they probably have limited mobility. They may not be feeling well, and they're not able to remove themselves from a hazardous situation. If they didn't have an injury, they could probably run away or climb a tree or do something to avoid and evade that perceived threat.
Winham says he wants to talk to Linnell about the incident to document the case. He says if it seems the lion could have been seriously injured, Parks and Wildlife could end up having to euthanize the animal if they can locate it. The Hotchkiss Police Department says a mountain lion was reportedly spotted around town last week, but it isn't known if it is the same lion involved in this incident. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.